right. We have one more game for you. Are you up for one more?
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, so the three of you host the Dungeons & Dragons podcast, The Adventure Zone, so we have created a D&D-themed trivia game for you. Here's how it works. Jonathan Colton and I will guide you through a dungeon where you'll encounter a series of deadly monsters. Each monster will ask you a multiple-choice trivia question about Dungeons & Dragons. Okay. If you answer correctly, you will get a weapon, and that will make it easier for you to defeat the monster. You will fight the monster by rolling a 20-sided die.
Okay.
Okay.
And if you make it to the end, you will find untold riches and treasures.
Oh, that's great.
I'm a warlock in this one.
Griffin's a warlock. Travis, who are you?
Dwayne the Rock Johnson, but I'm a rogue.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah.
I also want to be Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I'm early wrestling career Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm Dwayne The Warlock Johnson.
Justin?
I'm Larry the Cable Guy who took over for Dwayne The Rock Johnson in The Tooth Fairy 2. So I'll be Larry the Cable Guy. Lawrence the Cable Gentleman, as we call him.
Okay, here we go. You enter a dark, dank dungeon. Already. This is classic. We're in classic text.
Good alliteration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A gelatinous cube appears. It's a 10-foot cube made of ooze that eats everything in its path. It asks you a trivia question. Who is credited as the father of Dungeons & Dragons? Is it A, Barry Gravlox? B, Gary Gygax?
That's the one.
Or is it C, Stephen Snorlax?
No, it's Gary
Gygax.
No,
it's a trick. Justin, this is
a
trick.
That's great.
This is a trick question. It's definitely Stephen Snorlax. And it's. I yell out Stephen Snorlax, and as I'm dissolved by the gelatinous cube's form, I give a thumbs up, like, worth it. Yeah.
Luckily, Dwayne the Rogue Johnson had a healing potion. I bring Griffin back.
Oh. Great.
Justin, you got that correct. So, guess what? You found a weapon.
What kind of weapon?
It's a salt shaker. You get to use a salt shaker against the gelatinous cube. So roll a 4 or higher to beat it.
Question.
But I rolled a 1.
You rolled a 1?
Yeah.
Okay. So what is
this right here? The one.
Yeah, okay. Well,
Justin die in real life?
If you die and ask me another, you die in real life. Yes, Travis.
Yeah.
That's right.
Guess what? The gelatinous cube eats your left arm.
Oh,
but
man.
You managed to escape.
Okay. Okay, that could have been worse. That could have been much worse.
Take the L and move on, I guess. You continue deeper into the dungeon. A phantom fungus appears. It is a four-legged fungus that attacks with its gaping maw, as one does. Mm. It asks you a trivia question. The very first Advanced Dungeons & Dragons Player's Handbook was published in 1978. Which of these is not a character class, a.k.a. profession, that you can choose to play as? A, barbarian. B, magic user. C, monk. It was according to the 1978 original edition of the Advanced.
I'm going to say C, monk.
Yeah, that was my instinct too.
Yes, absolutely. I'm actually going to say Stephen Snorlax as the answer for this question as well.
It's a trick question. Stephen Snorlax.
You are all incorrect. It is A, barbarian.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, they added that. They added that later. The first character classes were just cleric, fighter, magic user, thief, and monk.
Huh. Wow.
All right. So you have to roll an 8 or higher to defeat the phantom fungus.
I rolled an 18.
You smear the fungus with antifungal cream, and it clears up in 3 to 5 days.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Great.
Good news. You have reached the treasure room. It is full of ring lights and PlayStation 5s.
Yeah.
So, congratulations.
Well done.
But you have awoken a dragon from its slumber. It asks you a trivia question. Tom Hanks starred in a 1982 made-for-TV movie as a college kid who has a psychotic episode while playing a real-life version of a fantasy role-playing game. What was the title of this film? Was it A, Castles and Cauldrons, B, Mazes and Monsters, or C, Turner and Hooch?
That's going to be Mazes and Monsters right there.
Yeah, that is Mazes and Monsters.
Ooh, boy, that movie is a trip. I think, isn't that Tom Hanks's like first starring role in a film?
It was like a made-for-TV movie, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, and his last.
Yeah.
I wonder whatever happened to him.
Yeah.
I know.
I guess I have to watch it. I've never, I
no.
won't admit. No.
Duh.
No, not even now? Not even now? When?
No,
it's,
please.
It's cool watching old Tommy Hanks in a movie that is
Little Tiny Tom.
That's Sully right there. That's Sully sucked in by the devil game.
One of my favorite, and this is absolutely true, Vin Diesel is a huge D&D like fanatic. And the last Witch Hunter movie that they made is based off of like a campaign he was playing with his friends. And he went in to like a studio and said, hey, this campaign I'm playing is really good. We should make a movie out of it.
That movie would have been so much better if it was called like Vin Diesel's Magical Journey.
That's right.
Vin and Friends.
So if you've ever wondered why that movie, The Last Witch Hunter, ends with Vin Diesel directly addressing in the camera and saying, so I don't know, that's as far as we've played so far.
We ran out of Doritos and we had to take a break.
We take a break. Kevin's mom came home, so maybe we'll make another one. I don't know.
Dougie just got married. You know how it goes.
Yeah. Really, this movie's about family.
Well, you guys have found a weapon to use against the dragon. It is an ASMR YouTube video with the sounds of crinkling paper, tapping, and soft whispering that calm even the deadliest beast. Roll a 7 or higher.
All right, Justin, redemption.
Justin, you got it.
15.
That is higher. The dragon got bored, has drifted off into a peaceful slumber. The treasure is yours.
Hooray!
I immediately start scalping them.
We can
scalp
add,
the dragon?
No,
we
the
can
PlayStations.
Add, finding a dragon's treasure hoard to our chapter about how to make money in podcasting.
Yeah,
yep.
That's the only surefire thing I found so far is finding a dragon's hoard.
The old dragon's hoard. I like that we just ended with, it's yours, the treasure. Yep. It's yours.
You did it.
Justin Travis and Griffin McElroy host a million podcasts, and their new book is called Everybody Has a Podcast Except You, a how-to guide from the first family of podcasting. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you for having
pleasure.
Us.
This Thank
has
you.
Been, this has been very fun.
Yeah, very pleasant.
Thank you. And that's the end of episode 420. Ask Me Another's house musician is Jonathan Colton.
Hey, my name anagrams to Thou Jolt a Cannon.
Our puzzles were written by our staff, along with Ruth Morrison, Emily Winter, and senior writers Eric Feinstein and Karen Lurie, with additional material by Kara Weinberger. Ask Me Another is produced by Travis Larchuk, Nancy Seychow, James Sparber, Rumel Wood, and our intern, Sophie Hernandez Simeonitis. Our senior supervising producer is Rachel Neal, and our boss's bosses are Steve Nelson and Anya Grunman. Thanks to our production partner, WNYC. I'm Haripe Begonias.
Ophira Eisenberg.
And this was Ask Me Another from NPR.